But I'm reading from, I need everyone please to be quiet. This is the most important part of the whole service, because this is where God can do what he's going to do. If your hearts were touched and the Holy Spirit was moving, we always want to give opportunity for God to do what he's going to do, amen? Because life is not easy, and there are real problems out there. It's rough in these streets. So from Mark 15:33, it says, at noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon. And at 3 in the afternoon, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani, my God, my God. Do you understand this? Jesus on the cross. God turned because he cannot look at sin. And when Jesus took all the sin on him, it turned dark in the world. And he was screaming out, my God, my God. Yes. Yes. Why have you forsaken me? Where are you? He was beaten and bruised. Those that he called his closest friends deserted him. Amen? He was falsely accused. I know a lot of you can relate to this. He was called out of his name. He was called racist remarks. But guess what? Sunday was coming. Jesus had a bad Friday, but Sunday was coming. And because Sunday came and he resurrected, we have power and authority. Amen? And I know that some of you, are going through things too. Some of you are at that place also where you want to say, my God, where are you? Do you even see me? Do you hear me? Do you hear my cries? Maybe it's your children that just are all out there and you don't know what to do. And maybe it's your relationships that it's all beaten and battered. Maybe you're beaten and battered and you wonder, where are you, God, in this? Where are you? Why have you forsaken me? But there's good news. Sunday is coming. And what do I mean Sunday is coming? I'm saying when we can get the revelation of what happened when Jesus rose from the dead. He's the only man that rose from the dead and resurrected and is sitting at the right hand of the Father, and he's given us power and authority. You see, where'd I hide it? See this? This is our church is burnt up because we burn them. What they want to leave behind. All the garbage, the addictions, the afflictions, the oppression, trying to find freedom, but you can't because laws can't give you freedom. Freedom is found only through the Spirit of God. Amen. And that's where you find liberty. That's where everything makes sense. 1 second in God's presence, and everything changes. What we do here at this church is learn what our destiny is. Yes, yes. what our purpose is, so that we don't have to wake up wondering, what am I going to do? Where am I headed? What am I doing? Is this what I was meant to do? What's my purpose on this earth? I feel purposeless. And so we teach that God has a plan and a purpose for each one of us. But here's the thing, that plan and the purpose has been in the works since the very foundations of the earth were formed. You may say, how can that be? That's what the word tells us, that he planned it. He knew your name in your mother's womb. He had a plan and a purpose for you. He knows your name. He hears you when you cry, my God, where are you? Because life is tough. It is tough. I'm not going to tell you that except Christ and it's going to be a bed of roses, because it's not. It is not. But what I can tell you is this, that the Holy Spirit will come alive inside of you. And when the Holy Spirit comes alive inside of you, you have access to the Father that you didn't have before. All you could hear was the voice of man, but now you hear the voice of God. And even in the midst of your problems, he gives you peace that goes beyond all understanding. When the whole world is going crazy, you can walk in peace. If everybody turns on you, you can walk in peace. If you're falsely accused, you can walk in peace. It's beyond our comprehension, but that's what God does. And we don't want to be like the days of Moses, when nobody, they were ignorant, they didn't know what was about to happen. They were not awake. And it says in the same way that that happened, will the Son of Man return? Will we be awake? Will we be awake? Are we aware of the sign of the time? Bow your heads with me. If you're here today and you say, Pastor, I need that peace that goes beyond all understanding. I need to know in my heart of hearts that my God hears me, that he knows me. You see, for me, I don't care what I go through. All I need to know is, are you in this? Because if he's in it, I'm good. I'm good. I can go through it. I will go through it. I'm not gonna quit. I push forward because of him. Because no matter how bad my Friday may be, I know Sunday's coming. Victory, resurrection power, power and authority. Great things are happening in these days. God's pouring out his spirit like never before, and that's what the word says will happen. And my prayer is that it rains down on us. That it pours. That the dam that's holding the water back will break, and it'll just flow, and it'll flow freely. Because we need it. We need it. mistakes. But his mercies are new every morning. He covers us. So with your heads bowed, maybe you're here today and you say, Pastor, I need that peace that goes beyond all understanding. I want that Jesus to live inside of me. I want that change in my life. I want to be the best mother I can be, the best father I could be, the best woman I could be, the best man that I could be, the best teenager that I can be, the best child that I can be. Our hope is in our children, but our children have no hope unless we have hope. So with your head bowed, if you're here today and you say, Pastor, pray for me, just slip up your hand. Say, Pastor, pray for me, pray for me, pray for me. This is the time, this is the time. Pray for me. I'm awake. And
the Pastor Monica Podcast is produced by ICCM Life Center at 1812 Park Avenue South, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Head to changingourcity.org for more information about our ministry.